You are listening to Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio, brought to you by M Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I am your host, Todd Schneck, joined by my friends and colleagues, Carol Morgan and Todd Youngblood. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning. Doing great.
You know, it's been a much nicer week. Didn't have to deal with all the snow that we did the last week. How was your all's week? Good one?
Much better.
It was good. I don't miss that snow. I moved away from that a long, long time ago, and I don't want it. I don't want any more.
Yeah, well, I think we made it through two snowmageddons. I think we've done our duty for the year. But we have a great show today. Say hello to our next guest. His name is Steve Romine. He is the managing partner at Windsong Properties. Welcome to the show, Steve.
Well, good morning. Glad to be here.
Yeah, it's good to have you. Thanks for joining us. Steve, before we get into our conversation, take a quick few seconds and tell us a little bit about you and your background.
Well, I've been in the South for a long time. I graduated from Harvard back in the Beatles era, and began my home building career about 36 years ago up in the mountains of North Georgia at Big Canoe. We started our new company 10 years ago, Windsong Properties.
So Steve, tell us a little bit more about Windsong Properties.
Well, I like to say that we are baby boomers serving baby boomers. Not to say that all of our employees are that, but Mark Carruth, my business partner, and I started the company. And I guess it would be natural that we would be building exclusively for active adults since we're in that stage of our lives. We're a relatively small, locally owned home building and community builder, and we focus exclusively on building single-family detached ranch homes for active adults.
Well, Steve, I've got some friends that live in Woodstock in Garden Street, and I understand you've got another project in Woodstock.
We do. We're going to be opening up a new community called Heron Pond, which is located halfway between Woodstock and the city of Roswell, just outside of East Cobb, and it is going to be a very, very exciting and highly sought-after community, judging by the early response that we've already had. We have over 800 people who have signed up on our VIP list, and next week we will be having our VIP preview events to introduce to those folks all the features and specifics on the community.
Wow, 800 people on the interest list. How many homes, again, are going to be available?
Just 75.
75. So you could sell out the weekend you open.
I guess we could, but I hope we don't do that because we can't build them all at once. And so that's going to create one of the urgencies, is that we expect to be building at approximately a pace of 3 homes a month.
Right.
We feel that that's what we can accomplish and still pay very, very close attention to each of our home buyers and build the house they want.
What do you think the popularity of the area is? Is it the area or the homes or the fact that there's, not a lot of active adult nearby?
Well, I will say that at this moment in time, I'm sure you all are aware that there are a limited number of builders building for active adults, and that I think this may be one of the very few new communities coming out of the ground in 2014. The location couldn't be better. Serving folks from East Cobb, Roswell, and Woodstock, where there are no single-family detached ranch homes in new communities, and there are no prospects for that in the near future.
Well, Steve, I've driven past Bel Air and around that several times. This is out, as you know, out in West Cobb now. Anything additional going on out there?
Well, that's been a great success for us. We didn't know how that was going to work out, but we found, number one, that there's a huge allegiance on the part of people who live in Cobb County to stay in Cobb County. So again, as many of our prospective buyers want a downsizing and they're looking for living all on one floor and new homes, there are limited choices in Cobb. And so Bel Air, from the day we opened up, has been a huge success. And we've had two different kinds of homes out there. Windsong Properties has been known for many, many years for our courtyard homes, but we also introduced what we call the Parkside series, and those are what some people would refer to as a conventional-looking home, wide and shallow, and those have almost sold out at Bel Air, as well as continuing to sell the courtyard homes.
All right. Steve Romine will return after this short commercial break.
When was the last time you browsed the web from your mobile phone? With more consumers than ever searching for your business on the go, it's important that you make a great first impression. Make sure your website is making the most of your mobile presence with content designed uniquely for smartphones and tablets. Get started with the team at Marketing Relevance today. Call 770-383-3360 or visit marketingrelevance.com.
All right, and we're back with Steve Romine, managing partner of Windsong Properties.
Steve, we were chatting about Bel Air before the break. I know that you've got a new clubhouse set to open there. What amenities will it offer, and when does it open?
Well, this is the largest clubhouse we've built in any of our communities over the last 10 years. We're really excited about it. And, of course, the residents can't wait to get in there, which will be this coming month. We have a very large gathering area that will accommodate just about anybody, everybody who lives in the neighborhood who wants to come to events. We have a very nice fitness room. We have a library or a card room. We have a catering kitchen and really generous covered porches outside. This clubhouse is located right next to the bocce court and across the street from the entrance to the walking trails through the community. And it is absolutely gorgeous.
Well, Steve, I mentioned I've got some friends that bought in Garden Street in Woodstock. I've got another couple that I've known for many, many years. Moved into Seven Hills. They can't stop talking about how much they love that place. Tell us why.
Well, Seven Hills is unusual in that it is we are offering an active adult product within a master plan community. So there, I believe, going to be over 2,500 homes out there. We are actually on our third active adult section. We started with the Villas at Blackberry Run. That sold out very well. We are finishing up Windsong at Seven Hills, and I've got to tell you how excited I am about five Mountain View homes that we have there. I told you I started my building career at Big Canoe in the mountains, and we have a unique opportunity here because these home sites all overlook Pumpkin Vine Creek. Looking across the creek, you're seeing nothing but woods and mountain laurel and so on. So it's like being at Big Canoe, except you have the convenience of a Publix grocery store a mile away, and you also have all of the amenities of a master plan community, including a huge clubhouse and great fun opportunities for the grandchildren. Pickleball, of course, is another big feature out there. But we really expect that these five homes, which are overlooking the creek and are totally unique in Seven Hills, will sell pretty quickly. The other section that we just opened up at Seven Hills is called Windsong Manor. And I just mentioned earlier the Parkside Collection at Bel Air. And these homes are on relatively large lots, but as in all of our communities, the Homeowners Association takes care of the yard maintenance outside of people's private fenced areas. And so these home sites also are gorgeous with great woods surrounding them. And it's a enclave of only 45 homes that have sold very, very well at a record-setting price point out at Seven Hills. And contrary to what we've normally seen, we're selling quite a few homes on basements or terrace levels. Lots of people are finishing them, and sometimes I wonder who needs a 4,000-square-foot downsizing home, but people want to make sure there's room for the grandchildren and for all the things they want to hold on to.
I personally love the terrace levels, especially, you know, when it opens out onto either, you know, a place with a fireplace or just a nice place to sit and, you know, to see the beautiful, you know, woods, or, you know, the views out the back. And I know that you've got some really fantastic views at Seven Hills.
We do. As you said, there are quite a few homes at Seven Hills that have those views. But what's different about our homes is that they offer step-free access. The doors are wider. We have lever handles. The houses are designed to enhance the amount of natural light coming in. And these homes are designed so that couples can live on one floor exclusively without going up and downstairs. So they're different from the typical move-up or family-oriented house. And that's what Mark and I have focused on over the last 10 years, listening carefully to what our peers, the baby boomers, the empty nesters, want in their home.
Well, Steve, as a baby boomer myself, I've got a pretty clear idea of the kind of things I want, but tick off a couple of the highlights that folks are really looking for in terms of features.
Well, I think it's a question of making sure that the space is there, the functional space is there for, let's say, the two of you or even for single people. A typical family home has lots of bedrooms, and in our case, we're trying to provide a really elegant master suite, a central kitchen, which is definitely the entertainment center of the house of the great room plan. But the additional spaces besides the guest room and bath is there has to be a place for each member of the of this small family to get away. And that would mean that there's a space, for, since a study, that can be a home office for one of the couple. And then another space, which we're referring to as the retreat, that gives you that private nook to hide away in, even though we love to hang out with our significant others.
All right. Well, Steve, I hate to say it, but we are about out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you, and where can they learn more about Windsong Properties?
Well, please go to our website at windsonglife.com. That's the best way to find us. You will find all four of our communities listed there. And, of course, Heron Pond will be showing up there very soon. Please check out our Mountain View homes out at Windsong at Seven Hills.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Steve Romine, the managing partner at Windsong Properties. It's a real pleasure to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us.
Thank you.
All right. The deal of the day is next. We'll be right back. All right. Time for today's deal of the day. Carol, what have you got for us?
Well, I have a deal from Fisher Homes that is good at all 13 of their Metro Atlanta communities. They are offering a 3% commission to realtors for every Fisher home sold, with the option to receive 100% of the payment upfront, meaning agents don't have to wait for the home to be sold to be paid their commission.
Whoa.
You got my attention right out of the chute.
Wow. That's impressive. So in all 13 communities, too.
All 13 communities. Great deal. And it's good from now until further notice.
No, you know, time restriction.
No time restriction. Now until they decide that it's over.
Which may be quick when the market explodes.
Yeah, well, good thing they have 13 communities.
Yeah,
they,
no kidding.
They do. They're all over town. They've got communities in Cobb, Forsyth, North Fulton, Cherokee, and Gwinnett. These are traditional single-family homes from a top 50 nationally ranked builder. They have a very high customer satisfaction rating, 98%. And depending on what area you're in, the homes range from $150,000 in Sugar Hill all the way to the mid-600s in Roswell.
Wow. Talk about some of the home features and finishes, Carol.
Sure. Again, it's a very, very wide variety of home plans. They can match any lifestyle and taste. For example, they have homes with, a peaceful solarium, a library, a keeping room, fireplaces, home offices, lofts, full basements. Depending on what you're looking for, they've really got something for everything, even additional bedrooms or a home theater or entertainment space. They really can customize these homes to suit your needs and make them own.
I'll take one of each.
It's going to be a big house when the three of us design it. It's going to have one of each of these spaces.
And all kinds of cool stuff. What kind of amenities are there, Carol?
Again, the amenities are going to vary by community, but community amenities typically include swimming pools, playgrounds, clubhouses, walking trails, tennis courts. Again, their locations mean that a lot of their communities are near Metro Atlanta lakes and attractions. They've got communities near Lake Lanier and Lake Altoona. They have great downtown areas near Roswell and Canton. And of course, exceptional shopping at communities that are near the outlet shops of Atlanta.
Well, that's a great opportunity. Carol, where can people go to get more information on this?
I am so glad you asked. And of course, Fisher's still a relatively new builder to Atlanta, so I encourage people to go check them out and, give them a chance. Go visit and see what they're all about. You can call 404-220-9951 or visit fisherhomes.com/Atlanta.
Outstanding. All right. Well, that wraps this amazing deal of the day. All right, that wraps this week's broadcast. Check us out by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. If you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a customer rating and review on iTunes. So on behalf of today's guest, Steve Romine, my co-hosts Carol Morgan and Todd Youngblood, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you next week on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.